I was just speaking on the subject of satsang. Joining the Holy Congregation of the Saints, it is a school in which you are not only taught but give this demonstration of the God within you. Any subject that you learn, for instance, you want education, outdoor education, you have to go to a school or a college. You want to learn about your physical body, how it works, how it is retarded, and how that can be resumed to normal working. You will have to go to a school where the subject of man body is taught, how it is, can be developed, have a sound health. If you want to learn engineering, you will have to go to a school where some engineer is there to teach you. So really this school where you are now sitting, it is a school of how to meet God. School is one where somebody is sitting who knows God, who sees God, who is competent to give others some demonstration, some capital to start with. So satsang is a place, is a school where somebody is there who sees God, who knows God, who can also competent to give some demonstration of the God within you. Only such a school is called a satsang. Satsang word means actually the uniting of the soul with the God pervading power which is ever existent. That only is possible when our soul is just analyzed from mind and outgoing faculties. When we know ourselves, only we are in a position to know the God who is pervading all, who is controlling all, in whom we have our living and being. So this is a school where you are attending, which is called satsang. We have joined here to have our contact with the God within us and everywhere. That is possible only when the man, somebody is there who sees God and makes others see God. The God in man or man in God sees God everywhere in everybody, and those also begin to see God in everybody. And it is the God-man who can give you contact and demonstration of the God within you and everywhere. So you are teaching to the stars when you rise above body consciousness to know yourself and then know the over-self controlling you within the body and controlling all universe under this control. So, if we want to join, to know God, we must join some school where there is somebody who knows God, who sees God and is competent to give you something to start with, some demonstration of it, which is already within you. So main purpose of coming to it, for instance, say, to cloth seller who sells only silken goods, you go to him and want from him iron metals, will he be able to give you? No. And if you go to a school where machinery is being sold made of iron, you see, and you want them to tell you how to know God, will they be able to give you any demonstration of that? No, not really. Similarly, when you go to a school to know God, that school is only called a school where there is somebody who has the contact with God and is competent to give you something to start with. So when you find any such place, how can you derive the full benefit of attending that school? When you go, just forget everything behind you, your heart and home, your environment, your own physical self as well. Be there. When you find any God in man sitting over there, just put in whole attention into his eyes, into the place, ground of the soul of the God in him, you see. Eyes are the windows of the soul. When the soul is just saturated with the love of God and shining with the glory of God, you see, if you look into it, become receptive, you will learn the ABC which is given without spoken words. That's the main thing. We come to a school, so much so you begin to think of him. You become, you think, so you become. Such a man is called a Guru Mukh. You can derive the full benefit of attending the school of satsang. So you are fortunate, those who come here, they should just forget the past and the outward environment, everything. Be here only you and the God in man in front of you. Become receptive, forgetting your body and all outward things. If your body is sitting there, your mind is roaming about outside to different things, you cannot derive the benefit of attending the school of satsang. Again, I may tell you in both and use, satsang is a school and can be rightly called a satsang if somebody is there who has seen God, who knows God, who has contacted with God, who is inebriated with the love of God, you see, love overflowing from him, radiating from him. That school can only be called a satsang. If you want to derive the full benefit of attending that school, for that you have to forget all your environments, all your those who are sitting around you, and even just to forget your own physical body. Be attentive to the God and man in front of you. That way you learn many things by radiation, by being receptive. Soul speaks to soul without spoken words. There you get two things together. One, theory also explained by spoken words, and also they given the some capital to start with. That comes through the eyes of the expectant one who comes to attend the school for the purpose of knowing God. Such schools are rare. There are many schools there. People are, they give us only the past history, some theory as expounded by other rishis and so forth. They might give you some quotations from the past masters, but that's only for the purpose of understanding, unless you can have some demonstration to start with. How can you derive the full benefit of it? A man comes up and gives you a wonderful talk on the subject of how the business can be run safely. Very wonderful talk he gives. But the people around him, they have got no money to start with. What will your lecture do? If you are able to give them some capital to start with, only then your lecture will be give some substantial benefit to the people who attend to you. Similarly, this is a school of spirituality, how to contact with God. First, the theory is explained by reference to the old masters who came in the past, who did see God and made others see God. Son knows the Father and others whom the Son revealed. That God resides in every heart, that's the controlling power, keeping the soul in the body. He gives reference to that, to make the, those who are attending to understand what is what. But that alone won't do. There must be somebody who is above feelings, emotions and drawing inferences. He sees God and makes others to develop an eye to enable him to see the God within him. Something to start with. I've just explained to you the purpose of this school we are attending. It is a school of satsang. Contact with ever unchangeable permanence within God. For that no question outer right rituals are not required. No outer basis are required. As a man you should come derived of all outer formation, badges and everything. Forget everything, come and attend. And learn at the feet of somebody who knows God, you see, who can, is competent to give you something to start with. So first thing is the theory is to be understood. Known masters who came in the past, they did see God, they did have a vision of God. They also were competent to give some thing to start with, some capital to start with, those who met, to those who met with this. That very theory explained also now that demonstration, who is competent to give you some demonstration of it. So you are fortunate, I would say, you are attending a school where something to start with is given, with the grace of God, you see. But now if you want to derive the full benefit of it, what will you have to do? You will have to be receptive. That will start by following, by just by keeping commandments of the God in man, you see, or the man in God, giving instructions, teaching about God. So for that, you see, you have come here, you are fortunate, make the best use of it. When you come, forget everything of your heart and home and outer environment, and also when you are here, forget your body as well. Be fully receptive by looking into the eyes of the God in man, you see. I speak to spirit. I speak, soul speaks through the eye, through the soul, the other body, who are receptive. So spirituality cannot be taught but caught like infection through eyes. You are fortunate, you have such a school with the grace of God, but it is for you to make the best use of attending the school by attending in the way I have just explained to you. So remain in whatever cause, creed or color you are, that makes no difference, because all the same you are man first. These badges you are wearing only on the outer body. According to your card, you belong to such a religion, such and such country. That makes no difference to the spiritual man, you see. You are man first, physical body, with equal rights from God above, and further you are conscious entity, you are in soul bodies. The soul has got the same, is of the same essence as the God overhead, law of evolution of all consciousness. As man you are one, as soul you are one, as worshipper of the same God overhead you are worshipper of the same one God. So when you go to love spirituality, you go to him as a man, not as badges. As the badges of this religion you are carrying, you see, forget everything. Attention, what he says. So soul seeks to soul, those who are receptive, they derive the full benefit of them. So something, theory precedes practice, and theory can be explained most explicitly by someone who has lived up to it. Not only by reference to the books or quotations from different scriptures, but you have seen and can give you what they have seen and enable others also to see something to start with. What they have taught is, God is light. They begin to have very first day some light. They hear the voice of God and others also are unable to just have some experience to become audible of the voice of God. This is what is given in the school of satsang. That's all.